Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are concluding our series of Shi'ulim, this series anyway, in Birchas Kohanim. So based on what? Based on the Torah, again, of Rabbeinu, of David Tzatzal, based on what we said, we can also explain the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, and Beis Rav Yosef, Melem Lavarat Yadas Chaveira. I never was over on the Das, the will of my friends. Why is that? How do you see that? Because I know that I'm not a Kohen. But if they tell me to go up to the Duchen, I go up. And Tosis there writes, the Reed doesn't know what Isser there is if a Zar goes up to the Duchen in Lomishim Bracha Levatala. If not for the Bracha Levatala issue, Shele Kohanim Amr Torah Levarach Es Yisrael. Because the Kohanim were instructed to bless the Jewish people. So what other problem can there be? What's the big deal that he goes up to the Duchen? A Zar goes up to the Duchen. And everybody asks in this Tosis, in the Gemara Ksuvis, in the Chof Beis on the Dalet on the Beis, we see there's an Isser essay for a Zar to be Naisei as Kapov. And Rashi in the Ramaskal Isser essay writes that the Isser of the Isser is from what it says, Kol Sevarach Vatem B'loi Zovim. V'lav Avam Mechal essay, essay. So it says Kosavarchu. What does it mean Kosavarchu? You the Kohanim and not Zarin. And Alav Abba Mechlal Asay is an Asay. So it's an Isser Asay. So Kohanim of Yisraelim are not allowed to bless. So there's an Isser. So Mapitom Tosa says there's no Isser. Mayem Bedarke Moshe B'Sim in Kuf Chof Ches Ramos in Kuf Chof Ches Sif Aleph. So he writes that the Isser Asay is when there are no other Kohanim around. And the Reed didn't know what the problem was if there are other Kohanim around. What does that mean? As the Bacha, Magen Avraham already asked, my Nafkamina, there are other Kohanim, there are other Kohanim. Karsavarchu, Atem B'loi Zarim. What does it matter if there are other Kohanim or not? So this has been the subject of much debate over the generations. And that is that the Yisoda Isser is in Kosavarchu Atem B'loi Zarim. You are blessing Kohanim and not Zarim. But as we learned in previous Shi'ulim, the mitzvah is comprised of three parts. And therefore it says Atem B'loi Zarim. But if you do only two parts, then there's no mitzvah of Atem. Below Zarin. Kosavarchu. You bless, and not other people. But there are three parts to this mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. So if you only do one of the three parts, or two of the three parts, then there's no iser of below Zarin. So basically, so therefore we can say that indeed, vis-a-vis Kosavarchu and Amor Lahem, it's a din for every Kohen to do the Maisa Bracha and to be Paul the Kesher, and that's what we said. Kosavarchu is the Bracha, and the Amor Lahem is the Kesher between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. The Chelik of Esamu Ishmael B'nai Yisrael B'nai Avarchim, when there are other Kohanim who are blessing the Jewish people, Umikaychem, there's this union of Ani Avarchim. When there's another coin, there's no Tosefes of Ani Avarchim. And his bracha and this Yisrael's bracha. So it's true that Lamaisa, every coin is obligated to give the bracha. And we don't say that once they're ready to Kohanim, there's no Ani Avarchim on the third. That's because the coin is a chiyuv in the Maisa Bracha. And the name of this bracha is Avaniyav. It's an Avaniyav Archim Bracha. Hashem has been starved to the bracha. So that's the commandment of the coin. But Yisrael, if Bemis doesn't have the koach of bracha, and the bracha doesn't have a shame of ani avarchem, kol ma dechayel bebracha inyan zeh shel ani avarchem, she'al zeh yesh isur liYisrael, eino mitzad etzem habracha. שמצד עצמה יש בשם של ברכה של ואני אברכם. שהרי ברכת ישראל מצד עצם הברכה הנה ברכה של ואני אברכם. The problem with the Israel giving the bracha is not that it's a ואני אברכם, because the bracha of the Israel מצד עצם הברכה is not a bracha of ואני אברכם, it's not a coin. ורק ממה שפועל, שבפועל הייתה ברכה זו פועלת ואני אברכם, אילו הייתה נעשית על ידי כהן. The problem is that it would be a Vani Avarchem Bracha if it would have been done by a Kohen. So that's what makes it an Asur Ani Avarchem Bracha. The fact that if it would have been done by a Kohen, then it would be a Vani Avarchem, Hashem would be mitzarev to the Bracha. But that's only if there's an individual Kohen. That the Bracha is Poel Maisa, the Inyan of Ani Avarchem. And therefore he's creating a bracha v'ani avarchem. But if there are other kohanim, that you have the v'ani avarchem without him, there's no tosefes before v'ani avarchem ha'adei b'rachasai. So there's no, his bracha is no shaychas to v'ani avarchem. The Ramah writes, with other kohanim it's mutter. Again, there are three parts to the mitzvah. And if you're lacking one, you're not over. How are you lacking the v'ani avarchem? Very simple, when there are other kohanim. Because they're Poel of Ani Avarchem, he's not. The problem begins when he is the only Kohen. If he's the only person giving the bracha, if he's the only person giving the bracha, the Isser would be that if a Kohen would be in his place, then it would be of Ani Avarchem, then he would be creating the Ani Avarchem. And that the Israel is now allowed to do. He's now allowed to give a bracha that had the Kohen given the bracha, it would have created a Vani Avarchem. In that situation, and that's where he's the only Israel. If he's the only Kohen, he's creating the Vani Avarchem. But if he's mitzarev to other Kohanim, then they already made the Vani Avarchem. They don't need him. There's a Vani Avarchem without him. And Memela, so Hashem is giving the bracha. Hashem is mitzarev to the bracha because of the other Kohanim, not because of him. He's not creating the Vani Avarchem. The Vani Avarchem is only Nisr. If he'd be created, he's not the creator of a Vani Avarchem. That if he would be a Kohen, Yachid, he'd be Paul of Vani Avarchem. So the Israel is not allowed to be Paul of that Vani Avarchem. There are other Kohanim. He's not the one being Paul of Vani Avarchem. They are. Since that's the only Isser of Ani Avarchem, he's the one Poel of Ani Avarchem, had he been a Kohen. So if there are other Kohanim, there's no Isser. And again, because there are two other parts of the mitzvah, so since he's not Poel of Ani Avarchem, he's also not over on the Kos of Aruch and Amorlehem. Because he's lacking the Ani Avarchem. And therefore, there are all three parts of one mitzvah, so he's lacking number three, so it's not a mitzvah. He's lacking an integral component. The only Isser is Kosev Archua, Tembelo Zarm, is if he does all three, not if he does one out of three or two out of three. So the Ramah is correct if there are other Kohanim Mutter. Rak beloy koyhanim acherim is an iser essay. However, yesh ladim, it's not so pashit as far as the correct svara, and therefore the Ramah blives with its tzarech iyun. Bir halacha in siman kuf chof ches, and in the Teilat Tumime in Parshas Naso, they ask leman de'amar mitzvot ein tzrichot kavana. According to the Man Damer Mitzvah, Saint Tzichas Kavana, How is there a minhag to bless Ishes Chaveiro B'Brichas Yivarechecha? There's an Isserese of a temple of Zarin. Even though he's not mechavin to the mitzvah B'Brichas Kehanim, we have that Friday night, right? Many fathers bless their kindleach. So what about Baal Tosif? So it's not so pashut that it's a kasha because there's no kriya, they're not being called out. So since there's no mitzvah by the Kohanim, if they're not being called, there's no kriya of Kohanim. So in the Mela, there's no the Isser for the Yisrael. Except according to the Taz, that a Yachid is Mevarach without kriya. So then, if a Yachid is Mevarach without kriya, then he's over on Baal Tosif. Temple of Zarim. Mishtabur wasn't machriya whether a yachid is kari without, says Berachas Kohanim without kriya or not. The kasha would be according to the Taz that a yachid is even without kriya. But if you don't like the Taz, so there's no kriya, there's no mitzvah. Akopanim, that was the kasha, the Bir Halacha and the Torah Tamima. What about the Isra Aseh of a Temple of Zarim? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That since the mitzvah and the iser of doing the mitzvah, if there's no mitzvah, is not vis-a-vis the very bracha, but rather, as we've been explaining, the creation of the mitzvahs of Vani Avarchem, there has to be a Vani Avarchem involved, that Hashem is mitzvah to the bracha, or that's the mitzvah, or Hashem would be mitzvah to the bracha if it was done right. That's the avera. So you know, I'm never saying tzrichas kavana, but there's no kavana, but there's no vani avarche. So Yisrael isn't intending to do a regular brachas kohanim. He's not intending here for the vani avarche. And Mimela, since he's not. He doesn't want to do the regular gather of Birchas Kohanim here, which means he's not a Bechal in the parasha of Vani Avarchem, even without Kavanah. He's not, there's no Baal Tosif. There's no Maisei of Vani Avarchem. When do you want the Vani Avarchem? When you're doing it in the context of Birchas Kohanim. He's not doing the context of Birchas Kohanim. He doesn't want the Vani Avarchem. There's no Baal Tosif. Kachayev Shalomah. So, sweet friends, we have so much more to talk about. And we finished this series, but we'd also like to get into the Kiddush Day, which is a very, very chashuv mitzvah. So maybe that's for coming attractions. And Emir Hashem, we will see more and more nefilas mitaras Hashem. And I just ask that you stay tuned, Bli Neder, and it's going to be super awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.